Hare Krishna. It's been a busy couple of days. I'm just walking back after a lunch engagement. Yesterday morning I had meetings and then had lunch with a TV producer and staff who were here doing four programs on New Rajadham, and very, very favorable people. They're still here. Next day, we just had lunch now. Did the interviews yesterday in the afternoon. We're having our carpenter come shortly, and aside from that, we have management council meeting. And before lunch, I gave a talk to some guests who are here, a whole group. Bhaktipad, one of our traveling preachers, his group on lifestyle. And so we're talking about the meaning of life. And of course, that meant meaning of life is to understand that we're not this body, we're spirit soul, and our business is to go back home, back to Godhead. Some of these are practicing devotees to a certain degree. Others are relatively new to Krishna consciousness. And so it was nice. I only managed to give them a 30-minute talk, and we had some nice questions. But the interesting thing was, about halfway through my talk, I saw we were just sitting outside the temple under a tree, and this woman, or maybe older girl, about 19, 20, and elder man, obviously her father, came and sat down on the steps just within earshot, and she had a big hardbound Bhagavad Gita in her hand. And they just sat there listening, and I was talking. And so when I finished the talk, I got up, and when I got up, then I walked towards them just to ask whether she just purchased the Gita, although that was an obvious question to ask. The answer was obvious. And so she said yes. She said, I've been waiting to buy Bhagavad Gita for such a long time. And since we were just in the vicinity, we were holidaying near Lake Balaton, then I took the opportunity to come and get a Bhagavad Gita, because I knew that Krishna Valley was here. And I just bumped into someone that I had to talk to, so I lost a little of my train of thought. But the girl said that, yes, she came here to Krishna Valley to get a Bhagavad Gita. And her and her father, and she had her sister was also here, along with her husband and two children. And the turn, her father had this look that when you look at someone, you know, here are devotees. And I spoke to them a little, and they were extremely open and receptive. And because I had to go have lunch with the producer, then I excused myself and I said, thank you for giving me your time. And I found one of our devotees and told him to preach to them and get her to get a bead bag. It was just very, very amazing, very wonderful how people are touched by Krishna, how people are looking for Krishna, how somehow by past samskars they already have some inclination to devotional service. And either, as Krishna says, ashcharivat paschati kashchitinam, either they've heard from someone or they've been inspired from within or by some arrangement of providence, by some past agyata sukriti. They come to this extraordinary good fortune of learning about what the soul is and the soul's eternal relationship with Krishna. And I told them I hope we get to meet again soon, and they said, yes, definitely, we want to come back, and I'll find out from Mohan, who I asked to preach to them, about whether there was any further feedback from them on their experience in Krishna Valley, and their plans to visit here again. Hare Krishna.